This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Huey Lewis and the News with Working for a Living. It is 5:41. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're now joined by Dania Nair from the News team for today's Keep in View. So drivers of Bangkok's tuk-tuks have been among the hardest hit by the loss of tourists caused by the pandemic. But now Thailand's K-pop fans are actually doing something about it, and they're providing a new source of income for these struggling drivers. Dania, what's the story?
Yeah, so this movement is actually rooted in anti-government protests that happened last year, actually. And this saw tens of thousands of students, you know, calling for Thailand Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha to step down. And it basically caused the government to shut down public transport, you know, to sort of prevent these students from essentially reaching these protest sites. So many K-pop fans were also a part of these protests. And if you are familiar with K-pop, it has become a pretty common practice to use advertising space, you know, to sort of celebrate their idols. And this is especially on public transport. So, you know, at train stations, on bus stops, you know, to celebrate their artist's birthday or a new album launch. So because of this mass transport shutdown, fans decided they would pull huge billboard advertising fees from Bangkok SkyTrain and underground subway services. So instead, what they did was they started printing vinyl or cardboard signs, and they recruited tuk-tuk drivers at garages and on the street. And, you know, they basically funneled their ad funds to the people who needed it the most. So, for example, tuk-tuk driver Samran Tamasa, he used to earn about 200 ringgit a day before COVID. But once the pandemic hit, you know, visitor numbers fell by about 85%. So his tuk-tuk, you know, was mainly vacant for more than a year. In the past few months, though, he's earned about 80 ringgit a month to feature K-pop ads on his vehicle, despite he himself not really knowing any of these K-pop idols. And so far, the initiative has benefited several hundred tuk-tuk drivers. But, you know, in the bigger picture, there are about 9,000 drivers in Bangkok still.
You know, it's one of, I recognize that there is a toxic element to this, but it's one of my favorite things about the internet K-pop fans. I really enjoy the way that the respective armies have all kind of rallied behind different causes and how it really represents a generation that's very invested in social change. I've been enjoying watching the way that they've been moving around the interwebs. But this does show, I think, that driving social change and supporting the economy can go hand in hand. And it draws attention to a problem that many countries, including us, are facing, which is rolling out the right kind of aid as quickly as possible.
Yes, and the Thai government, you know, they, you know, approved relief of around 125 billion ringgit. But most of the tuk-tuk drivers, you know, they say that they haven't really seen much of it, especially because the handouts were mostly given out via mobile wallet applications, which, you know, doesn't really work when a lot of the drivers don't even have smartphones. So at least with this initiative by the K-pop fans, income is being distributed to the grassroots. But I think, like Lynn said earlier, it points to the impact that these fans fandoms can have on larger issues. I think especially with K-pop, no matter how big it's sort of become, there's still a bit of a negative connotation of being a fan of it. But I don't think we can really deny that they are a big part of modern day activism. You know, for example, last year we saw fans donating to charities supporting the Black Lives Movement. We've seen, you know, fans, you know, planting trees. And even here in Malaysia, we've had BTS fans donating meals from McDonald's to COVID-19 frontliners.
Yes. Yeah, but they donate the BTS meals or regular meals because the meals are a whole other thing.
It was the BTS meals, as far as I understand. But, you know, I think, you know, I think it's still good anyway.
So I think this actually speaks to this larger idea of initiatives that can, I think initiatives that catch your interest and sort of seem a little different go a long way in calling attention to a cause or a need, right? We'd love to hear from you. What are some ways in which that you've seen that help, that have caught your interest, that, you know, did something a little bit different? You can call us 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Dania, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.